You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for asking.
It's been a good day. Not only has it been a good day, Lindsay, it's been a good week. It's been a fun week. And I have to just tell you, I mean, Jer and I are going on vacation next week. So
I'm jealous.
Are you?
Yeah.
People are sending us off with a bang, and I really appreciate that. What do you have to? Are you going to be working most of next week?
Yeah, I'm an early preschool teacher, so we're open Monday through Wednesday.
All right. Well, you'll get a couple days off. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is a bit excessive, I'll be honest.
Sure.
But you know, you got to use it or lose it, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm using it.
What do you got planned for Thanksgiving itself? Are you hosting or are you going somewhere?
I really want to host one year. It's just I have such a giant family, if you include the in-laws. So we usually have a tradition to go to my sister-in-laws, and we bring the kiddos and our doggies, and everybody just goes nuts over there.
What do you bring? What's your dish?
I'm a big dessert person, but I don't really do the traditional ones, but everybody likes my homemade fudge.
Fudge?
Oh, yes, you're
I'm
invited.
I'm not mad at that. I like fudge.
Absolutely. Why do you got to bring the dog, though?
Well, they're family.
They are.
Yeah.
And then you know, the grandparents have grandkids, but they have grandpuppies. They love them to death, and they always swore the crap out of them. So
the grandpuppies are there, Dom. Mm. All the fur babies are coming together to give thanks. Quick, name one get-together you wouldn't find Dom at.
I just...
My house.
Ding, 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 ding.
Listen, I'm just saying, if I host and I invite people over to my house, I'm inviting them. I'm not inviting their animals as much as they... I love mine. I mean, Niall's the weirdo. I love him.
It'd be weird to show up with a cat,
but I would never take him to somebody's house.
That's strange.
Even if he was a dog.
That's weird if he's a cat. Well, there's animal families and there's non-animal families for sure.
I know, but bringing a dog to someone else's house, I don't know about that, Lindsay. Don't do it. I'm going to talk you out of it.
Hey, I have a quick question before you guys start your game. I called a few weeks ago. I got in touch with Josh, but I wasn't able to get in touch with you guys. I have a nonverbal two-and-a-half-year-old son, and he's in speech therapy at the moment. But I think it was Jeremy. Yeah, you were talking about, like, Hollywood going off their blacklist or something like that. And when you were saying that, we heard it on the radio, and just out of nowhere, my son in the backseat just goes, "Yay!" And I got to tell you, that made our day, because he actually said a word.
Wow.
I can make young children speak, Dom.
Look at that. That's like the laying on of hands almost.
Behold the power of the trending report, I'm guessing.
Wow.
About Hollywood going on, and then you said something, and then like my little boy was like, "Woo, yay!"
Well, that's super exciting for you, and how extremely special.
Has he repeated this? Has he started edging towards more of a verbal life?
He's doing better. He knows Mom and Dad pretty well, and he's starting to put two words together. I mean, he tells us if he has to go to the bathroom. He's starting to potty train. He'll say, "I pee." So he's doing okay.
There you go.
It's slow progress, and he's in preschool.
Well, that's got to make your heart grow three times the size, like the Grinch. That's got to make you feel pretty good.
And you know what? If you want to feel better about it, I have an older brother who was very nonverbal. In fact, so much so that my mom took him to a doctor to find out. Mm-hmm. And it was just that he just took longer, and boy, did he make up for lost time afterwards.
Catching up now, huh?
Yeah. So it'll come. That's really kind of you. Thank you for calling and sharing that news, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's play some rattle off. We're going to give you a category, Lindsay. You'll have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. I do want everyone who's on hold right now, even if Lindsay gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to each of you. So don't let us down. 10 seconds. Lindsay, we need five famous people. We have to have heard of them. Whose name is either Bill, Billy, or William. Five famous Bills or Williams. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
William Shatner, Bill Clinton, Bill Murray. Oh, gosh. William Shakespeare.
Oh, you got four.
Creepy Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Billy the Kid.
Bill Gates.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Billy Bob Thornton. You were close, Lindsay. So close, darn it.
Yeah, really glad you called. Thank you for being on the show, and have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's a sweet lady.
Very sweet.
Here's Jessica. Hi, Jessica. What are you doing today?
Oh, just working, playing catch up, getting ready to do performance reviews for my employees.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Is there one that you're dreading?
You want to know what's funny is I'm dreading doing my own.
Oh, you're at one of those places where you have to do like a year-end evaluation of yourself.
That's so dumb. Yes,
I know someone very near and dear and close to my heart that has to do that.
That's really
what are your goals for next year?
And my God.
Yeah, where do you think you can improve? What are you going to say for that question? Where do you think you can improve?
Yeah.
I don't even know. But I sat at my computer last night trying to figure it out, and I really don't want to try to figure it out right now. So
you're going to have to just make something up.
I'm going to. I know. I'm trying to search answers and stuff.
Do you have us on speakerphone right now, or are you on your regular phone?
I do, because
can you
I
put us on your regular phone?
I can't. It sounds muffled. Do I sound okay?
Yeah.
So. That's why I'm doing speaker, because I dropped my phone in my hot tub.
No, you sound better like this than you do on speaker.
You dropped it in your hot tub.
I did, yeah.
Are you drunk?
I wasn't, actually. Darn it. Should have been. Maybe I
have a hot tub. I worry about it every time, too. I'm super, super cautious. I have found that I even check my I'm like stepping into the hot tub, and I stop and I start checking my swim trunk pockets just to make sure that I haven't accidentally stuck it in there. I'm overly
I'm surprised
cautious.
You're even wearing swim trunks, honestly.
I know. There's nobody around.
There's nobody around. Why are you wearing pants on?
I can be naked all day long in that thing.
Because you have the nosy neighbors. You never know.
No, there's neighbors can't see into my backyard at all.
He has forest behind him.
All forest. There's no neighbors back there.
Well,
I just don't want to, like, you know, terrify the squirrels or anything.
You don't
want
to know where he keeps his phone when he doesn't have his swim trunks on.
I want to go back to you giving yourself a review, though. I mean, we're going to force you to come up with one thing that you need to improve over the next year. What would it be?
What do I need to improve?
This might be our 7 o'clock segment tomorrow morning.
Self-evaluation.
I'm still in my department, so it's kind of tough.
If you're saying you can't think of anything, you're basically saying I'm perfect.
I know. Recruiting.
You need to be better at recruiting.
Yes. Yes, that's tough for me to go look at resumes and try to pull up and figure out, you know, what's real, what's not real.
I almost feel like you can kind of fudge it and say that you want to improve on something that you're already really good at. Like, I would like to continue to excel.
No, that's a cop-out.
You know.
Well, what about you? If you had it to do performance review, what would you say?
I want to think about that. That's why I'm wondering if it should be a segment tomorrow morning.
Well, our consultant says we say too much. I mean, we can improve on that.
There's that.
Oh, my God. I did that one time during an interview. I literally started counting how many times somebody said, And then another one was gotcha.
That's excellent.
The one here I'm always laughing about is when people say rock star. You're a rock star. Oh, thanks. You're a rock star. I was like, I just got the paper off the printer, Tina. I'm not a rock star.
You know, Jessica,
I really...
Go ahead.
What really bugs me is... is when somebody's like, anyways, and I'm like, anyway? And they're like, anyways, and I'm like, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't want to get into the pet peeve thing. I'd rather get into the, you know, turning the spotlight on yourself. And that's why I'm wondering if maybe it would be a bad segment tomorrow, because people oftentimes can't see their own. You need to have them pointed out by other people.
Yeah, they freeze up.
Oh, well.
And I mean, I could talk my way through it. If I could talk instead of having to put it on paper, I could do it.
What's your strength?
Company culture.
Company culture?
What kind of answer is that?
What the hell does that mean?
Well, because, you know, you need to make sure that you are following, like, your mission statement and your mission and values towards the company. And I think a lot of people don't want to go to work. I mean, they're there. They don't want to do any, you know...
Josh.
Fun 30 or meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of stuff.
Our producer.
So I say company culture.
I mean, I don't really want to go to a company if I have to stick to a mission statement.
The handbook every day.
Yeah, mission statement.
That sounds horrible, Jessica.
Well, mission statement is such a consultant thing. What's
no,
a mission
it's more,
statement?
It's not even that. It's just, I, you know, I kind of really
you're
don't
a butt kisser
it,
is what you're saying. You're butt kissing a lot at work.
You kind of sound like one,
you're
Jessica.
You're schmoozy and you're a booty kisser.
You know, we're doing, you know, your evaluation for you, and you kind of you're like, oh, company culture, I'm right on board. Yay, boss, this is
yay,
perfect.
Company.
I'm just giving you guys something to talk about on your next segment.
Yeah. Company culture could be a segment tomorrow.
Company culture.
And the whole, you know, team player thing, which has been bastardized over the years.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, team player doesn't mean what I think it should mean. Okay.
So and then what maybe about collaboration?
See, I look at it a different way, and I could be wrong. I'm human enough to admit that I could be way off on this. But when people talk about whether you're a team player or not, I gauge it from what are you doing to make the company successful? In our case, entertain listeners, retain listeners, give listeners something, where instead companies make it more about what are you doing for us and what are you doing for me personally. That seems to be what is more labeled the team player. Oh, so-and-so brought donuts today. And I'm like, that's not a team player as far as I'm concerned.
But they've called out sick 14 times.
Because they suck at their job.
Yeah, they're constantly sick or out.
So
or,
I just feel right. like the term team player has been... kind of, it has evolved over the years to mean what are you doing to kiss our ass here at work rather than what are you doing to make it better for your customers. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Yeah. So, and therefore, Jessica, you'll notice I never went employee of the month.
I was just going to say that. I was like, he's just mad because we're never employee of the month.
We never are employees of the month because we're not Jeremy
once.
And I are not really butt kissers here at work. We are very, very tuned into what keeps and maintains a number one listening audience.
We come
and
in
that
every
doesn't
day.
Sit well with a lot of people.
We come in every day and work hard. And,
yeah.
But
and
I
we'll
hate
never get employee of the month because we don't bring donuts.
And I'm not going to any sort of potluck in the kitchen. I refuse to go to a potluck.
I just would like to see, I'm not talking about our company. I just would like to see companies in general reward the real team players who are the people who kick ass.
I literally can't get away from HR. I come to work, I go home, I hear people call for advice, and now it's on the radio.
So anyways.
Oh my God.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Gotcha. You've been a good sport, Jessica. You ready to play?
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Let's do it. Come on, let's play.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Your letters are CH, cat and C-H. House. CH. CH.
Okay.
10 seconds. You got to give us five words that end in CH. Five words that end in CH. Ready and go.
Catch, watch, itch, church, lunch, brunch.
Is that all you got?
I mean, I keep going.
Nah, you got it all
Son
day
of
long.
Woo! You're a winner!
I almost said impeach, but...
It would have worked.
It would have worked. It would have worked.
Absolutely would work. And just like Peach.
Yeah, we didn't say
anyways,
it.
I won.
Anyways, you won. It was so nice meeting you, Jessica.
You're wonderful, Jessica. Listen, quit being such a brown noser at work, though, and call gotcha. Us tomorrow when you figure out what your improvement area is, okay?
You know, why don't I call you all later and you guys can help me with my performance review?
I'm not fair sitting enough. In on that. Hells no.
Fair enough. Listen, stand by. Josh wants to have a few words with you about your prize, okay?
All right.
Bye, Jess.
All right.
Okay.
If I have to. All right. There you go. Okay, we have a couple people left. Let's see what's going on in Jen's world today. Jen, what's if you needed to improve one thing? Oh, and she
Jen
hung
up.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, everybody's hanging
and Catherine
up. What?
They're all hanging up.
What happened?
Ah.
Those are everybody that goes to potlucks at work. They got scared.
That's right. Yeah, that's people who can't have any improvement over the next year. Evelyn, if you had to improve something over the next year, what would it be?
My health.
Your health?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Eat okay. Right. Take vitamins and
yeah.
Drink more water.
More water and vitamins. Do you exercise?
Water. I think it's poison. That's what I call it.
Water is poison?
Yeah.
It's not.
It gives me nothing.
It gives you what? What?
Water does what to you?
It gives me heartburn.
Heartburn?
Water gives you heartburn?
Yeah.
Well, what do you drink instead
you're
then?
Mixing whiskey with
That's
it, Evelyn.
The thing.
Yeah, but.
What are you drinking to stay hydrated?
Coffee and pop.
Coffee and pop.
But those dehydrate you.
They actually don't. When I don't drink it, I get dehydrated.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't know about that.
A couple of packs of cigarettes a day will keep you hydrated,
Dom,
too. Did you know that?
Dom.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. Do you work?
No, I'm retired in a facility place, a house, like, retirement of facilities. It's a facility for retired people.
Oh, very nice. Hmm. Do they do various activities and stuff with you?
Yeah, I actually clean the bingo cards, play bingo, go out in activities like they're going out today for the chocolate factory.
Nice.
They're going to tour a chocolate factory today?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had
and
chocolate factories
going?
In town.
No.
You're staying back at the facility and cleaning the bingo cards?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And playing some other games.
Okay. Do you listen to our show a lot?
Oh, yes, I do. The guys in the morning, every morning.
I love you.
What do you,
right
what
now.
Do you like about these guys in the morning?
What they talk about and the music they play and your voices.
Voices? Like have you ever seen a picture of us?
No, I know only when I know what you look like.
In your mind, what do you think Dom looks like?
A handsome, tall gentleman.
Well, you
way
know.
Off. You are completely way off.
No, she nailed it. Handsome, tall gentleman.
What you,
you're 3 for 3. What about Jeremy?
Jeremy is athletic, a good talker voice, and a good guy.
You know what?
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Evelyn.
You just won't know which one.
Listen, we have enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a great day at the facility today, okay?
I got a request.
Uh-oh. Is it
like
appropriate?
Stairway to Heaven? What do
no,
you want
no,
to hear?
No. Is it appropriate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what's your request?
What's the request?
I would like you to play the Lazy Song more.
The Lazy Song.
Oh, it's a lot of work to plug
that
one
Bruno,
in.
Is that the Bruno Mars Lazy Song? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I really love that song.
You like
what
that
What do you
one,
like
huh?
about that song?
Yeah, huh?
What do you like about that song?
It's a cool song. I think
Well, you know what,
like
Evelyn?
We could probably do that then.
Listen, I'm going to play it for you next. Okay, I'm going to play it for you right away. It's like an instant request. So you hang up. And turn your radio back up, and I'm going to play the Lazy Song for you by Bruno Mars, okay?
Okay. Would you play it more often, too?
Yes. I'll make sure that Studley Steve knows to plug it in more often. How's that?
Okay. I appreciate that. Guys, in the morning, have a good, great Thanksgiving.
You as
you
well.
You too, Evelyn. We love you. Thank you for listening. Have a terrific day.
Well, that was sweet.
Look at that.
Adorable.
And Rattle-Off's brought to you by Kapler Mechanical and Electrical. We'll go at it again tomorrow morning.